Reformed Church.
When you know simple things like you are complete in Christ, and you take that literally, Colossians 2 says you are complete or full in Him. Now, when it says complete or full, it's referring to the fullness of divinity, or the Godhead, as some translations say, bodily. That means you have the complete fullness of God inside of you. We have other verses that we use commonly. 2 Corinthians 3:18 explains we can look at Jesus, the glorified Jesus, as a mirror, which basically means that, you know, we're just like Jesus, so much so that we can look at Him like a mirror, to look at Him to see who we are. You know, and we have the verses also commonly used, you know, in 1 John 4:17 about as He is, so are we in this world. 2 Corinthians 5:17 is the new creation verse there, where it talks about now, and in verse 18, I believe it is, it says, and all things are of God, referring to who we are now as new creations. But when you take a bunch of just simple, really, really simple verses, and you'd have to understand that first to understand what I'm going to say. But if you're concrete on that, that all the fullness of God lives in me, all of who Jesus is lives in me, and specifically Ephesians 1 says, the power of His resurrection in particular. Not the power He exhibited on earth, the power that He's exhibiting now in His resurrection, in His glory. Once you understand that, it's amazing how that just pulls the lid off of your expectation, your thinking, and where, like, what you think is possible. And it's so important. Sometimes people experience that, and they say, wow, they know they're completing Christ, and then that unlocks their sort of imagination and their expectation to start seeing, like, wow, all these things are possible, and they could start seeing the results in their life for the future. And they say, man, I want to do this, and I want to do that, and I want to do this. And they start seeing these really big results. But then what they do is they compel people to just use their imagination like they are, and to just start thinking about these things. But the funny thing, that's not really the point. The point is these simple truths about seeing yourself complete in Christ, because they don't realize this is what's called faith when you see yourself complete in Christ. This, using your imagination to think about all these results that can happen because of that in the future, is called hope. And you don't receive from God by that. That's just sort of the result of seeing how complete you are in Christ. And so we kind of compel people to do this side of things when really they can't do that side of things. You can't see things in your mind unless you first saw you were complete in Christ. Because the only reason why even people start with that, and for instance, recently, this may sound weird to some people, and maybe not people here because I've said this before, but like, I've thought about, like, every time I go to an amusement park or a water park or anything like that, again, this may sound weird to some people. I just thought about it the other day, and I was just in my apartment. There was nothing even going on. And I'm like, man, Lord, I'm so tired of going to someone else's water park and someone else's amusement park. Like, I want there to be, and I want to be involved in it, in, like, a Christian amusement park. And I don't mean a Christian amusement park because you put crosses everywhere. I mean, like, a cool themed thing where Christians can come, and it's like this world building thing, and you look like you stepped into a totally different world when you walk into this place, and, you know, do things quality and have all the cool props and the souvenir shops and a really big, you know, extraordinary thing with, you know, all the lights and bells and whistles and everything and the cool rides, and, like, I want to do that. But, you know, when I started thinking about that was with Power to Wealth. I learned Power to Wealth, and I started thinking, man, the only reason why we don't do things like this is because we don't have the money to do it. Because you don't need the expertise, you pay someone else to do it. You just have the vision, right? You have the vision, you pay someone else to do it. Like, I want to do all that stuff, all of it. I want to do all that. But it's Power to Wealth that brought that about. And recently we were talking about, this is going to be weird to people that have never heard this before, but you can walk around in your glorified body now, right? Because it's just bringing heaven to earth. I know I usually don't say that without having the time to put context to it, but it should just make sense. If you have the fullness of God on the inside of you, Ephesians 3 says that, talking about your body in particular on the outside, it says that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. I mean, like, what does that look like? Well, we already seen how that looks in Jesus. Jesus was, his body was filled with all the fullness of God. That's why he's called our forerunner, because the things that he's received isn't unique to him. It's just, he just did it before we did it, right? And so we can live in all the fullness of God and bring heaven into earth. And like, you start thinking about, you know, like, when you know things like that I have a fullness of God in me, and all the Jesus youth, you know, how Hebrews talks about how Jesus doesn't grow old like a garment, and I can be young and vibrant and, you know, and glorified and beautiful like in the flesh on the outside. this is where you get things, like where the Lord has told me before that he's talked about the different miracles that we'll see. And he said there will be, I think he says 70-some-year-old or 60-some-year-old women. I think he said 70-some-year-old women that will look like they're 18. And not because 18 is the goal, but because it's just that would be the closest human likeness to compare it to, right? Because we're being transformed into the glory of Jesus, not into a young human being, right? That's not the point. Human youth can still grow weary, but the everlasting God, when he increases strength to us, we run and don't grow weary, we walk and don't faint. It's a better quality youth. That's Isaiah 40. So it's not human youth that God's transforming us into. It's the glorified Jesus. But then you start thinking of yourself, like, Lord, like, you know, like, when, and then when you see gray hair, you think, oh, those are just my baby hairs. Those are just that when I mature, they'll go away. You know, that's all that is. You know, that's just lack of maturity, and I will mature. And then you start seeing yourself, like, I'll look, people will wonder. People have, the Lord has told me things about me personally and other people at the church, and he's even said about me personally. He's like, you'll get up to preach, and people will say, man, how old is this guy? You know, he looks like he's X amount, you know, at whatever age. And meanwhile, in years, you know, I'm older. But those things are not actually the point to start thinking about those things. You have to think about the cross, what the cross provides. Because if you knew what the cross provided, you would not have a natural, gradual, increasing expectation to think so big on these things. And you're like, well, the point is, if we have it all in here, on the inside, if we really have it all, I mean all, like, look at Jesus in heaven, glorified, full power, fullness of God, like, all of that, right? If we have it all, then you can have it all on the outside because you have it all on the inside. Like, there, you can't think too big as long as in the context of the things that you've been given. And I just want to encourage you with that there is a hope and expectation that you can have, and it's an enlarging of your heart, and you're, whoa, like, and you start saying, rather than think of those things as sort of pie in the sky, you're like, no, that I have that. A price was paid for me to have this. And the only reason why Christians don't experience it is because they don't believe it. And I'm going to say that one more time. The only reason why Christians don't experience the full entirety of heaven on this earth, the entirety of heaven on this earth. I don't mean a foretaste. I don't mean kind of like it. I don't mean, you know, a piece of it. But the entirety of heaven on earth, where again, they walk around and they look beautified, glorified, you know, just like Jesus would. I'm talking about even if you have issues with, you know, getting fit, that's included in that. You know, like, you can be fit. You can be fit if you need to lose weight, if you need to be healthier in that aspect, because that's just a health thing. You can be that. Like, that is yours in Christ. That's part of the glorified Jesus. He has nothing unhealthy about him. And beautified, you know, and youthful and all of these things. And then having power that turns into wealth when working through you. And then that's when you get these things of like, no, we need more people in the church to have that view of things where you're like, no, I want to have the amusement park. I want to have the thing. I want to do this thing. I want to minister in this capacity. Or even, I just want to give to it. I want to have so much wealth that I can just throw it at the gospel, because the gospel should be the wealthiest endeavor on the earth. Like, the gospel should be so rich that we don't know what to do with all of the money to use it for, which ultimately wouldn't be true, because the Lord has big plans if we're able to fund them. If you're not able to fund it, then, or because you don't believe it, that's another thing. But anyway, I'll wrap up with that. I just want to tell you that there's a big thing that we have inside of us, and it turns into, when you understand that, like, wow, when the Bible says nothing is impossible with God, or nothing's impossible to those who believe, you understand why that is true on the outside. It's because there is no lack of ability or power or beauty or youth or glory on the inside of you, so that it expands your mind, your vision, whatever you want to call it. The Bible would call it hope. Expands your expectation, and you start saying, you know what, Lord? I want to be the one to do that. I don't want to watch someone else do that anymore. I want to be the one to do that. And not to do everything, I want to do my part, right? But like, you also have to say too, like, Lord, I don't care if anyone else is doing this, and I'm not going to let anyone else bring me down in their sort of humanistic thinking, natural thinking, to say, well, you know, how many people are you really going to raise from the dead? You can't raise everybody from the dead. Well, actually, you can raise everybody from the dead. They have to be willing to receive it. But yeah, like I want to make, like, death as obsolete as it can possibly be on the earth, and at the very least for the body of Christ, where it's like weird if someone dies in the body of Christ. Like, you just teach people so much so they can receive it themselves. And it's like, at the very least, if you have anything to do with it, people just know, like, man, if you walk in the room, probably no one's going to die or someone's getting raised if they have, or like bringing that heaven to earth where people don't hurt anymore and people don't feel pain and people, like, and everybody is happy and all that fantasy sounding stuff that's actually reality for us, to bring that so-called fantasy out into reality and let people know that this is actually not fantasy. Like, I can have it all. God loved us so much that he sent Jesus to endure all the bad stuff so you could have all of the good stuff. And I mean all of it, even the stuff that Christians will say is frivolous. Like even just your appearance, that would be a frivolous thing, or a certain extent of money people would say is frivolous. There is nothing frivolous. It's not frivolous if Jesus paid for it with his life. Then that's not frivolous. Then that means that I am owed this because of Jesus paid the price. And thank God has already given it to us. But I just want to expand your mind by bringing you back to the everything that you have in Christ on the inside of you. And when you do that, you're going to be one to be like, Lord, I'm entering into this, and I want to set my hand to something and bless it and start turning things into heaven on this earth. God would have Christians just rule the world and all the businesses and all the money-making, profitable things in this world are all owned by believers. And every Christian is wealthy, and every Christian is happy, and every Christian looks young, and no Christian dies, and no Christian has gray hair, which the Bible says is lack of strength. That's how the Bible describes it. No Christian has a wrinkle. God thought about all those things, and I just want to expand your vision on that, because it's so important to see the completion. When the Lord said complete, I mean, he did it just in style, things that aren't even necessities. He just gave you just because it's beautiful and because he wants you to be beautified on the outside. And I just wanted to tell you that, because it's the discontentment that you can have with the results that Christians are getting and what they believe today is such an important thing to have, and say, no, I have everything, and I'm not going to let anyone diminish my understanding of that or my expectation for my future, because I can have it all. There's no problem that just has to happen. All things have been taken care of by the cross, and I will believe that. Just going back to the whole amusement park thing and all that stuff, it may sound weird to talk about that, but I mean, I think about just building anything and everything that if people use the secular version of it, then I want to make the Christian version of it. You know what I mean? Like, we should all just have that. But and again, to do our part in it. I feel like the Lord just told me that we'll create an environment that is second to none. There's actually no competition with it. There isn't anything like it. We'll build things that there's nothing like it. And isn't that awesome for the glory of God that you can do things with just such quality and class and just have everybody enjoying it and being ministered to simultaneously, and there's just nothing like it, you know? And that's what God would have us do. But for instance, in the regard to wealth, you have to know, though, that there's no limit. My needs are met in accordance with his riches in glory. I can be as wealthy as he is rich in glory, which is just infinite. There's just no limits whatsoever. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're going to have a lot to do with all of this. Doesn't mean that our part is the whole part of, whole piece of the pie, but we'll have a lot to do with that, with this church and building things and the class and the caliber of the things that we build will just be, again, like second to none. There'll just be something that people will look at and admire the Lord, because they see that we're blessed and that God has really loved us. And they'll just get that just from the evidence coming out of us. Does anybody else want that? You know what I mean? Like, I know that we don't talk a lot, but like, if you just show me your hand, like, does anyone else want that? Where you just, it doesn't have to be an amusement park, you know what I mean? But you just like I want to. I'm just saying, I don't know what my part in this will be. But like, let's say, like, I've had that amusement park thing on my mind. Let's say, okay, maybe it's Pastor Mike's job to do the amusement park, and I'll do something else. But like, but you want it all done though. And it doesn't mean you have to be in charge of everything, but gosh, then have enough money to pay someone else to do it then. You know what I mean? Like, so that you can oversee it, you know? Like you have money coming out of your ears where you can just say, you know what? Yeah, we're doing this ministry. If God called me to something, that I'm going to have an abundance for every good work, not some of the good works, because God can't tell me all the good works and all the dreams he has for my life, because I can't afford it, because I don't believe in power to wealth, but just to believe it. That's all God, he's just asking us to believe it. He's not asking you to run and do something. He's just saying, just believe it. If you believe it, you won't be able to resist doing it when the Holy Spirit leads you to do it. It's just like, But just the doing of it ha- it has to start with the seed, though. It has to start with putting it in your brain. And if it's not in your brain, it will never happen in your life. You have to put it in your brain. Not the envisioning of the thing. Put the completion of the cross in your mind, and you stir that up enough, and it just comes out into these results that are, again, second to none. No one's ever done that before. You can just see all the good results on the outside. And they're just that problemless, painless, perfect, you know, existence that God has for you, you know, that we can all enter into those things. And God just has so much more for us to see and so much more to experience, but it's called in the Bible, in summary, the fullness of God. Right? You have it all on the inside, and you can have it all on the outside. You can have it all. I'm talking physically, you can have it all on the outside. God wants you to live in it, and the only thing stopping you is if you're not willing to believe it, and we just have to devote our hearts to thinking about these things all the time. And if you do that, you'll grow the seed in your heart, and it will bear the fruit in your life. Just so such important stuff. And I don't think I'm even communicating like the size of the scope that I feel inside. So you have to maybe just get that from the Lord. I don't know, but I don't know that you necessarily could put it into words. But it's so big. You're like, yeah, I want to just raise everybody I can. Just make everything look awesome. It's just awesome.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.